You're too kind. You're too kind. Next. I remember my first beer. Now, my name is Mark Stone. I've obviously baited the audience. Welcome to the Thursday night concert, and you're in for some great, great music during the sound checks. It's really going to be a great night. Yes, I did wear my shirt that Pam Eicher made for me. And the great thing is I can now kind of have everything I always wanted, dreadlocks. Okay, enough silliness. Let's get on. First up will be Bob the Seal. Bob is one-third of Freda and the Acoustic Attitude. And Bob brings his accomplished and individual guitar and bouzouki, octave mandolin, or cittern playing, and lends a warm voice to this dynamic trio. His composition, Attitude in A Minor, is featured on their new indie award-winning CD. Bob's first love of music was with Irish music. It shows up in the tunes and songs he composes himself. And perhaps you can hear the echo of some of his Albanian ancestry in it as well. Bob hopes to have out a new solo recording of his original works in the next year. Freda and the Acoustic Attitude CDs are available in the Augusta store. So without further ado, Bob the Seal.
This first tune that I'm going to do is called The Music Box, and it's this tune kind of reminds me of a little jewelry box that my grandmother used to have on her dresser, and I used to sneak in there and crank it up, and it played a really nice tune. And so I call this one The Music Box. This is a song that I wrote. It's kind of a fragmented history of the origins of music and how music survives, and combined with a little mouth music. This is called Songs That Had to Be Sung.
lonesome garden where the first song got started. Hollowed out log to beat on out on a hot desert plain. Sing for the harvest season, words for the dead and living, verses that ease their hearts and hardships they faced each day. The oral tradition was strong, written words then came along, passing from generations that roamed the land and the sea. Governments thrived and were lost, cities were built and destroyed. The tunes that remain in our hearts from now till eternity. Where did the music come from? The sound of the flute or the drum, fingers on wood and the bow, songs that had to be sung. Where did the music come from? The sounds of the flute or the drum, fingers on wood and the bow, songs that had to be sung. Music gave their people the will to survive. Religious oppression in God's name, ridiculous wars could never take. The rhythm inside of us that keeps our spirits alive. Maybe there was some garden where the first song got started. They hollowed out log to beat on out on a hot desert plain. Sing for the harvest season, words for the dead and living, verses that ease their hearts and hardships to face each day. Where did the music come from? Sounds of the flute or the drum, fingers on wood and the bow, songs that had to be sung. Where did the music come from? Sounds of the flute or the drum, fingers on wood and the bow, songs that had to be sung.
Well, I had a really good friend who passed away a few years ago, and he was in his 70s, and he lived his whole life as an artist painting, and I became really close friends with him and his wife, and when he passed on, his wife asked me to sing a going away song for a gathering of friends and family, and I tried to find one that was suitable, and I couldn't find one, so I decided, well, I actually didn't decide to write it, it just kind of happened. This one is called Fond Memories, and it's one of those going away songs. This is going to be the title cut of my solo project. His hands were warm and gentle, a thousand colors strong. They brought new life to light, a darkness rich with song. His spirit always close to us, I feel it here and now. His passion and his strength remain, fond memories ease love. His life we watched in wonder. Whoever set the stage, his eyes outlined the world, discoveries on each page. The verses become part of us. I hope we use them well. His passion and his strength remain fond memories. Family, with sorrow and respect, to say goodbye forever, it takes our breath away. Let's lift our glasses one by one and wish each other. His passion and his strength remain fond memories ease the pain. Well, I'm going to finish off here with a tune that I wrote called The Ritual. And before I do that, I'd like to thank Margot Blevins and Bessie Bartholomew for having me here again. And I'd also like to thank Zan McLeod for turning me on to this whole world of music. And it was great being here. And I haven't really performed these things that much, and it's a really great audience to do it in front of. So thanks a lot. This is called The Ritual. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Leave me alone. There's people here to get me. Just a reminder that out here in the lobby that there will be recordings of all tonight's performers, and they'll be available at intermission and after the concert. Also, their tapes are being made of tonight's concert, and as well as Tuesday night's concert, the Augusta Sampler tapes, and there are excerpts from these shows, and there are three tapes in this year's series, and they can be ordered at the Augusta store either tonight or tomorrow. So, and they're always just a great collection and a great way to remember the week. I strongly suggest it. Mention the air conditioning. It's a temporary thing. The part's been ordered, and by the next concert here, it'll be fixed. So, next up is someone I've always kind of really, really admired, and it's just like a big treat to be backstage and to get to know this person. Karen Ashbrook, and she'll be accompanied by David Scheim. They've got a brand new CD out, just released just past Friday. It's called The Hills of Aaron, and it's outside and down in the store. Karen built and learned to play the hammer dulcimer in 1976. She lived and played in Europe and the Orient, and has a pretty widely acclaimed Irish book and tape set. And I know I have it at my house, as I'm sure many of you do. She records with Kiltori, and David was Karen's dulcimer student for a month and decided he'd rather be in a band with a dulcimer, King David's Harp. Karen and David traded Irish and Jewish music and have played together since 1985, and David plays piano and harp. He's been a mainstay here at Augusta for the last few years. He's a great piano player. and we have an announcement. Like the Scarlet A in Puritan times, as an act of contrition for their classical music training, Karen and David are donning the mournful black garb that is the standard issue for classical musicians.
Ready?
Here we go. Give a warm hand for Karen Ashbrook and David Scheim. Thank you.
That first tune over the Morning to Maggie was for my students who've been working on that tune this week, and David came in and played with our class this morning. And they could have been up here, you know. It sounded really great with David playing the piano very loudly over all those dulcimers. They sounded really sharp with David playing with them. It was really cool. We're going to play melodies to a couple of songs. The first one is Sleeve Gallen Bray, or Sleeve Gallen Brays, which is a song about forced emigration. It's the person bidding farewell, and they're very sad, and it comes out in the last song that they're not being kicked off for lack of food, but basically they're being forced off the land, probably for sheep. And the second song, the second tune, The Cabin Boy, is from a country of unnamed origin about a woman who masquerades as a sailor, and eventually the captain finds out, but you'll have to hear that story another time when you have a singer. I also play the flute. I've done several things recently where I was playing both the dulcimer and the flute. One of the most recent being a wedding with Zan McLeod last Saturday, and I said, we were talking about the instrument, I said, and there's going to be flute. And I've been asked the same question several times, who's going to play the flute? Well, I'm going to play the flute. I'm going to play the flute tonight. I also do this with my class on occasion, and we're going to play a song that was written by Doogie McLean, who's a wonderful Scottish singer-songwriter, tunesmith, fiddler, guitar player, didgeridoo player, many things like that. This tune's called The Osprey.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We're going to end our set by bringing up Mark Stone. This next piece we're going to play on a recording has Bobby Reed playing soprano sax on it, and since he couldn't be here tonight because he's on tour with Bruce Hornsby and they're opening for Bonnie Raitt, we thought that we'd get our Mark Stone here from Texas to sit in. So Mark, please welcome Mark Stone to the stage. Mark is not making an act of penance here. I guess he wasn't a classically trained musician. He has nothing to hide. He's not paper trained.
Hi again. Leave me alone. Outside in the lobby, and all week there's been the silent auction. And remember that all the bids.